Opening up the sports section right now with Mitch.
Thank you so much, Jake, and we'll start in the National Hockey League. David Backes is back, far earlier than expected, and last night in Boston, the rugged winger welcomed his own return to the score sheet, potting his first two goals of the season in the Bruins' 6-1 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Now, Backes had some bad luck to follow a fairly bad first season when he signed with Boston as a free agent last year, that after many successful seasons as captain and power forward with the St. Louis Blues. He struggled to find his game with Boston, and this season committed to losing some weight and emphasizing the speed game, which is where the NHL is these days. Backes was primed for a bounce-back year when he was diagnosed early on with diverticulitis. It's an inflammation of his intestinal tract that eventually led to surgery to remove a section of his colon. Backes was expected to be out at least 8 weeks, but he's a hockey player, which means that he only missed 12 games instead. He came back and he scored those two goals last night, his first two of the year, and that's got to feel like more weight has been lifted off his frame. He tipped in a shot from the point by Riley Nash. His second goal was unassisted, all his own effort, in which he stole the puck from Coyotes defenseman Alex Oligoski inside the Arizona blue line, walked in alone, rifled home the goal. Really exciting stuff for him. Brad Marchand also tallied for Boston just 15 seconds into the game off a one-time feed from David Pastrnak. Tuukka Rask made 20 saves in net to get the win. Boston has won 7 of their last 9. The Calgary Flames got 2 goals from Sean Monahan, the second one in overtime for a game winner to beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 at the Bell Centre last night. Daniel Carr and Philip Deneau scored for the Habs in the losing effort, second defeat in a row for the Canadiens. The Philadelphia Flyers have a ways to go to negate the effects of a 10-game losing skid, but they're trending in the right direction. They're now winners of 3 straight after beating the Canucks 4-1 in Vancouver last night. To the NFL, and when your starting quarterback throws 3 interceptions in 1 game, you can usually count on that game being a loss. But despite the 3 picks thrown last night by Matt Ryan, the Atlanta Falcons survived thanks to an interception of their own with time winding down to beat the New Orleans Saints 20-17 in Atlanta. Ryan was able to overcome the 3 turnovers to drive the Falcons downfield just close enough for kicker Matt Bryant to nail a 52-yard field goal. Just over 3 minutes left in regulation, that gave Atlanta the 3-point lead. But the Saints looked like they'd storm right back to win it when Drew Brees engineered a drive. That brought New Orleans all the way down to the Atlanta 10 with just over a minute left to go. And Brees kept that drive going with a quarterback sneak on a 4th-and-1. But his pass into the end zone on the ensuing set of downs was picked off by Atlanta's Deion Jones. He made a great leaping grab to end the Saints' threat and secure the Atlanta victory. Big one for the Falcons. They improved to 8-5 and to keep their playoff hopes alive, even though they're in 3rd place in the NFC South behind Carolina and though still in 1st place Saints. One other note, and it's not an insignificant comment from Drew Brees after the game. He made mention of the fact that no fewer than 6 players were injured in the contest, and he blamed the Thursday night schedule that each week has at least one team working on short rest from a previous Sunday contest. It's yet another example of the NFL choosing revenue over player safety, and honestly, as good as this game was last night, do we really need Thursday night football? There's already the ingrained into the culture Monday night game, but wedging in another game on Thursday nights just to rake in more advertising dollars is yet another sign of the uncaring nature of the lords who run the NFL, who often see the players as little more than ATM machines and helmets. Brees was right to speak out against it. In the NBA, a pretty big name with a big body to boot got traded yesterday with the Philadelphia 76ers, sending Jahlil Okafor to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for forward Trevor Booker. Okafor was the number 3 overall pick in the 2015 draft, but had been unhappy in Philly, publicly expressing his desire for a trade. And the Sixers, they've got plenty of young stars filling their roster, so they decided to give Okafor what he wanted. He's a 6'11", 260-pound center, a lot of upside, but he'd been averaging just 5 points per game while seeing little playing time in Philly. He is due to get a lot more in Brooklyn. And some hot stove baseball news to round it all out. The Seattle Mariners have acquired D. Gordon from the Miami Marlins in exchange for a trio of prospects.